into the month of February. And we thank God for his word to us in February, the glory of God. It's our first service in February, and it's so lovely to have every one of us together tonight, just coming to feast at the feet of Christ. Before we start, let's just say a quick word of prayer. Father Lord, we pray this evening, we have come to meet you. We have come to encounter you. We have come to gaze upon you, to seek you intently. Lord, even as we share your word today, let our lives be transformed. Our heart cry, our desire, is that we might become more and more like Christ, that Christ may be formed in us. Even as we hear the word and we partake of the communion, let this be our portion in the name of Jesus. Speak to us. Give us understanding today. Those who will be listening later, those who are listening now, Lord, give us an understanding, an in-depth understanding of your word. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Amen. It's our Bible study, and it's a communion service. And we'll be studying just briefly. It's going to be a very short one, the word. We're just going to be laying the foundations for what Pastor will be teaching us over the course of February. And I will start today. We'll just read a quick verse, and then we'll share together, and then we go to a place of communion. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And I'm going to start from verse 7. From verse 7 to 18. And I'm going to rush through it, because 2 Corinthians 3 summarizes something that happened in the Old Testament in Exodus 33 and 34. In Exodus 33 and 34, there we saw Moses crying to God to show him his glory. And God showed him his glory. And what we did there was that when Moses came down from the mountain, every time he went on to speak to God, what happens is that his face showed the glory of God. Everybody could see that tangible effect of him really encountering the presence of God on the mountain. So I'm just going to quickly read 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He said, "But if the ministry of death in letters engraved on stones," and he was talking about the law that Moses brought, "came with glory, so that the sons of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses because of the glory of his face, fading as it was, how would the ministry of the Spirit fail to be even more with glory? For if the ministry of condemnation has glory," here again he was talking about the law, "much more does the ministry of righteousness abound in glory. For indeed, what had glory in this case has no glory because of the glory that surpasses it. For if that which fades away was with glory, much more that which remains is in glory." And here he's talking about the fact that the law was passing away and Christ was taking over. He said, "Therefore, having such a hope, we use great boldness in our speech and are not like Moses, who used to put a veil over his face so that the sons of Israel would not look intently at the end of that which was fading away. But their minds were hardened, for until this very day, at the reading of the old covenant, the same veil remained unlifted, because it is removed in Christ." And it's very important that we focus on that word. He said, "because it is removed in Christ. But to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, whenever a person turns to Christ, the veil is taken away. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, have been transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit." This verse that we've just read, from verse 7 to 18 summarizes the theme that we had. We're focusing on 12 to 18 during the retreat, and that was the theme for our retreat for this year. And we're talking about being transformed from glory to glory, which is what God is doing in our lives in this season. That God is transforming us from glory to glory. And here, we're talking about something that happened in the Old Testament when the law was being given and the glory of the Lord came upon the mountain. And it came like clouds that was visible, that was tangible. And Moses went on into that cloud. And Moses prayed to God and he asked God to show him his glory. And God allowed him to see the passing away, the backside of him as it passed through. And they talked about the fact that in 2 Corinthians, Paul was saying that which was passing away, that he had so much of glory that every time Moses interacted with God, his face was always shining, that the people could not look at him. But he said, a greater glory exists, which God has given to us, and that is the one in Christ. When we started coming into this, approaching February, the glory of God, I started studying. I struggled a bit to be able to comprehend a number of things. And I'm just going to quickly share. Two things distinguishes how they spoke about glory in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it talks about kabod, which talks about weight. And in the New Testament, every time they refer to the glory of God, it was kabod is like a Hebrew word. And in the New Testament, it was written, I believe, maybe in Greek. So it was always talking about doxa and two different things that talks about the same thing. And with the kabod, it talked about the weight of God's glory. It refers to the glory of God as something of substance, a weight. Something that has substance. When you say someone has weight, when you say it has quality, say that guy has some weight. Maybe he's rich. It has splendor. It has some sort of glory. And then the other one talks about brightness, the magnificence. It talks about the radiation, the light that emanates from him. And different ways, if you read about it, it talks about the cloud, it talks about the light. Every time you see the glory of God, it talks about so many different things. And for us to understand that weight, I was driving this morning to work, and God just took my mind to something. And it talked about gold and diamond. We use the word carats. Ladies will probably understand this more. And that carat refers to weight. Weight. It talks about the weight or the amount of purity of the gold. So if it is 24 carats, it's almost 100% weight of gold. If it is 18 carats, it's about 75% gold mixed with about 25% other things. And diamond, when they talk about carats, it talks about the weight of the diamond. And that was like a simple analogy that the Holy Spirit was using to experience this, being transformed from glory to glory, from weight to weight, from a degree of fineness to a degree of fineness, which is what this 2 Corinthians was talking about. He said, as we turn our faces to Christ, as we turn our gaze to Christ, we are being transformed from glory to glory, from weight to weight. If you look at when he talked about the glory that Moses experienced, it was a glory that fades away. It was a glory that if Moses, every time he comes down from God's place, he covers his face. After a while, the glory comes down. Then he goes back again to God, to speak to God. And then that glory, that splendor on his face, that brightness on his face gets recharged. And that is a level of glory. That is a weight of glory. But there's a deeper level of glory, which is in Christ. There's a deeper weight of glory in Christ, which is the sum total of all the glory of God. Hebrews 1, if you look at verse 3, I'll just quickly read that. Hebrews 1, it was talking about the fact that Christ is the reflection of God's glory, is the radiance, the radiation or the radiance of God's glory. It's the complete, exact representation of the nature and the splendor of God. That everything that has to do with the glory of God, the sum total of it is in Christ. In Hebrews 1, it said in times past, verse 1, it said that God has spoke, and God spoke to the prophets and to our ancestors in diverse languages. But it said, in this last times, he has spoken to us in his Son, in Christ Jesus. And like I was saying about the weight of gold, you know that at different levels, you have different levels of purity of gold. And what determines the level that you are, it's the amount of impurity that is mixed with that gold or with that diamond. What determines your weight, as it were, your carat, your kabod, or the substance of God in you, is how much of purity that you have exhibited. How much of impurity you've taken away from yourself. Proverbs 25:4 says, "Take away the dross from silver, and a vessel will be made available for the silversmith." How much of impurities, how much of darkness is mixed with light, and that determines how much of glory, how much of weight that we have. But in that 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he's saying that every time we turn to Christ, every time we turn our face to the Lord, and he's talking about the Lord is the Spirit, he said that we are being transformed. It said, verse 18, but we all with unveiled face. It said, every time you turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And we all with unveiled face, looking as in a mirror at the glory of God, we are being transformed from weight to weight, from glory to glory, from fineness, from purity to purity. When you talk about the glory of God in the Old Testament and the New Testament, I picked up four things that are associated with the glory of God. Pastor Tani was talking about most of these things. The first one is that substance, is that quality, the substance, the weight, which is reflected in kabod, which that was what the Hebrews referred to as the weight of glory. And the second one is light, which is doxa, which was the Greek word that you used in the New Testament. And please don't get bogged down with all these definitions. All we are looking at today is Christ. We are zooming in on Christ. But two other things always accompany the glory of God. Wherever the glory of God is, there God is present, and that is his presence. If we want to encounter his glory, we encounter it in his presence. Any other glory that we encounter outside of the presence of God is not the glory of God. The glory of God is encountered, is experienced in the presence of God. And the last thing that I found out with the glory of God is the glory, anytime the glory of God manifests, you would always hear God speaking, the voice of God, which is the word of God. So if you look at all the places where they say the glory of the Lord filled the temple and the ministers could not minister, you would always see is either God is bringing an instruction. When Ezekiel went in and he saw the glory of the Lord fill the temple, he heard a voice speak from inside the temple. Daniel, everybody, if they are talking about the glory of God, God is constantly and consciously speaking wherever he's manifested. The manifestation of his presence is that glory. And God does not just come around like humans do, where we just want to show our glory. I mean, human beings will probably typically just want to show their own glory. I mean, you could see someone come up in a convoy, make a lot of noise, and then you're expecting to say something very transforming, very reasonable. You hear nothing. All they want to do is just to display the arrogance, their glory to show. But when God displays his glory, he displays his glory in his children specifically. With a word, he's speaking a word that is transforming. Psalm 29 says, the voice of the Lord is on many waters. And he was talking about the glory of God. He says, the voice of the Lord thunders on many waters. And there it was referring to the glory of God. God is always speaking. And don't forget, we're only laying the basis of what we'll be talking about in this month. Because the glory of God in himself, if you go through the Bible again, there are places where the glory of God is referred to as God himself, Elohim. So it's his substance, is the fullness of his honor, his presence, his majesty, his splendor, his riches. And it's displayed in tangible ways. It might be cloud, it might be smoke, sometimes it's fire. We see it displayed in many ways. It might be thunder. When Psalm 29 was talking about the voice of the Lord on many waters. But brothers and sisters, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, the whole of that splendor, the whole of that glory has been given to Christ. The whole of the glory of God is found in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus was telling us in John 17, when he was praying for the church before he departed, he was talking about the glory that God has bestowed upon him. And he was saying in that John 17 that glory he has given to the church. Imagine the whole glory that prophets longed to press into, that Moses cried for him to experience. That essence of God, the whole substance of God, is in Christ Jesus. And Christ has freely given it to us. And that 2 Corinthians was saying that, but whenever, in verse 16, a person turns to Christ, the veil that prevents us from encountering that glory is taken away. Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. His liberation. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, have been transformed from glory into the same image. We have been transformed to become the image of Christ from glory to glory. And I asked myself, I said, how do you transform an 18 karat gold ring to become a 24 karat gold ring? You take it through the fire. It's in the fire that the dross is removed. It's in the fire that the impurities are removed. And that's why Proverbs 25:4 says, take the dross away from silver, and then you have a useful vessel for the silversmith. How do we look at this glory? How do we behold as in the mirror this glory? I'm just going to quickly read this and then we'll just summarize. Like I said, four things that are associated with the glory of God: his presence, the light, the magnificence. We talked about the weight. That's the quality. That's the substance. That's what is happening on our inside. That transformation. And we talked about the Word of God. And those four things point to Christ. Christ is the light of the world. He's our light. He's the reflection of God. And we are in Him. And that's where we carry the reflection of God. He's the Word of God. That Hebrews 1:1 says that God has spoken in diverse languages and in diverse tongues to the people in the Old Testament. But now He has spoken to us in Christ Jesus. That's the voice that God is speaking now, Christ. The whole essence of God, the whole substance of God is packed in Christ Jesus. And how do we turn to Christ? How do we encounter this Christ? I'll take us to Numbers. I believe it's Numbers 21. Numbers 21. Let me just quickly pick up that verse. This was where it was talking about the serpent being raised. I think it's 21:9, if I'm right. What I was talking about, the serpent being raised up. Sorry to our media team. I didn't give them that before, but that just came in. I'll just pick it up. Numbers 21:9, and I will read from the Amplified Version. The Amplified Version, Numbers 21:9. It says, and Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole. And if a serpent had beaten any man, when he looked to the serpent of bronze attentively, expectantly, with a steady and absorbing gaze, he lived. Expectantly, attentively, with a steady and absorbing gaze, he lived. Even as we come to the table tonight, the question I'm going to ask is, are you willing to turn to Christ, as we've read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and to gaze upon his glory attentively, expectantly, with a steady an absorbing gaze? That's the Amplified classic version. With a steady and absorbing gaze, so that you can glean that life that is in Christ, so that you can encounter that glory that is in Christ. Because it's that glory that draws life, that brings life to us. The Bible says the entrance of this word brings light, and it brings understanding to the simple. That light is the glory of God. So even as we prepare to go to the table tonight, are you ready to turn to Christ? Are you ready to experience that glory? Because all the glory of God is packaged in Christ. It's packaged in Him. We can run around, seek for other things, but it's in Christ. If you see the prayer that God prayed in John 17:20, I'll just read it. He said, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. He's talking about the fact that God, that glory that God gave to him, that he has given to us, is to bring us to unity with him and with God. He said in verse 22, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me. so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. He said, Father, I want those that you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory that you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. I just want us to pray tonight. The height of the glory of God is that we come into unity with Christ and with God, being transformed into the image of God. Where God wants us to get to. He told Moses, come up the mountain. He wants us to come up to a higher level of purity, a higher character, a higher quality. Is there anyone who wants to experience that glory? And like I said, the way he does this, he takes us through that light affliction that removes the dross from our lives. Is there anyone who is trying to reach into Christ tonight? Even as we go to the table to be able to eat, to partake of this Holy Communion. Anyone who wants to say, Lord, let me experience your glory. Let me see your glory. Just turn your gaze to Christ. Turn your gaze away from all the idols, from all those impurities. Ask God to help us. We've been looking at decluttering. This is the essence of all the decluttering. Removing the impurities so that we can move to a higher level of glory. A higher weight. Weight in God. Where the essence and the substance of God outweighs the impurities in our lives. Where we are not gold plated. Where we are not just some sort of cheap metal covered a bit with gold. And every time we wear the gold fades, and then we go back to electroplate it when we have a bit of prayer and a bit of communion with God every Sunday. And then during the week, the gold fades, and then we go back again. But where the whole of our substance, our essence, is gold. The purity is 100%. Coming into unity with God and with Christ. Lord, help us. Just like us to bring pastor on as we take the communion, as we pray. Help us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we've had tonight, from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, God is here, right here, to remove every veil, every covering. The Bible talks about, as we've heard, from that 2 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 14, when the minds are hardened, the New King James Version says that their minds were blinded. Something was covering the mind. There was a covering. And for as long as there's that covering, that veil, we will not be able to see with unveiled face to behold the glory of the Lord. That veil is removed in Christ. Can we have the New King James Version, please, displayed, if it's possible? The New King James Version. Brethren, people, this is about seeing when we see, if we can behold him, then we are transformed. If our minds, the veils can be removed, then we can see him. That veil is taken away in Christ Jesus. And I pray tonight, let every heart that is hardened, let every heart that is covered, that is blinded by sin, by impurity, by everything that is not of the Father. As the Lord Jesus prayed, Father, we pray tonight. Pray upon every heart, whatever you have not planted, let them be uprooted. Whatever veil is covering any heart, shielding that heart from encountering and seeing you, seeing your glory, let every such veil be removed now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that in verse number 15, the next verse says, even to this day, when Moses is dead, the veil lies on the heart. But verse 16, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, that veil is taken away. Father, in the name of Jesus, we turn to you. We pray, everyone, the young, the old, every male, every female, man, woman, boy, girl, we turn to you, we cry to you. Lord, this is healing. We need you. Heal, deliver, set free.
Amen.
Set free. Amen. Set free in the name of Jesus. Lord, Amen. We pray. We thank you according to your word that you, Lord, verse 17 says, now the Lord is that Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We receive our liberty.
Amen.
Our glorious liberty.
Amen.
Liberty to see, to behold the glory of God. Verse 18 says, now, but we all with unveiled face, with every covering removed now,
yes, sir,
beholding in a mirror that glory. When we see that glory, we are transformed into the same image, that image of him. Like we see in the mirror, what reflects in the mirror is the image. When we see our faces, is now covered. Removed, the veil removed, but now covered with the glory of God. So that when we behold him, what we see in that mirror is not our faces anymore, but we now see his glory upon us. Isaiah captured it in Isaiah chapter 60. Arise and shine. Your light, my light, has come. Why? Because the glory of God has come upon us. And the Bible says we are transformed from into the same image, from glory to glory, as by the Spirit of the Lord. There is one key thing to share tonight. Transformation, people, takes place. And I wrote this. I heard it and I wrote it. Transformation takes place in the fire, by the fire, through the fire. We're talking about the fire of God tonight. The fire, like in the analogy, that burns away every dross, takes the dross away from silver, removes the impurity from gold, Father, we pray tonight, let your fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit. You are the God who answers by fire.
Yes,
Lord, as every veil is removed, as every heart hardened is purified by fire tonight, let your fire fall.
Amen.
Remove every impurity.
Amen.
Remove every dross.
Amen.
Burn up every chaff.
Amen.
Lord, like chaff is driven away, removed from wheat, that we will be pure
and dry
in that furnace of fire.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your word tonight. We receive your word that will never return to you void. We receive the fire. We receive your fire that is burning away every impurity.
Amen.
Burning away every sickness.
Amen.
The fire of God burns away tonight every growth in your body that
should Amen. Amen.
Let it be consumed.
Amen.
For our God, Father, you are a consuming fire.
Yes,
let your fire consume everything that is not of you in our lives tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we go to that place of remembrance, to your communion table, to that place of covenant tonight, Lord, we remember, let the stirring in our hearts, the remembrance that we have a covenant with you, the remembrance of everything, Lord Jesus, you have done. You took away all our sins.
Amen.
Took upon yourself, the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
By your stripes, we were healed. By every stripe laid on you, by everything that was laid upon your flesh, sin, you took away. You forgave so that we can be healed. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, we bless you tonight. We remind ourselves of the benefits, all your benefits. You forgive every iniquity. You heal all disease.
Amen.
Tonight, Father, we receive by fire
Amen.
Forgiveness. We receive by fire healing and deliverance.
Amen.
Our physical bodies, starting Amen. From our hearts, oh God, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, we Amen. Receive everything. By your fire, your consuming fire consumes every sickness, every virus, every impurity in our blood, in our water,
Amen.
In our muscles, in our arteries, in our bones, in our ligaments, in Amen. The name of Jesus.
Amen. Someone
right now, every veil is removed. Lord, I behold your glory. Lord, show me your glory. Lord, not just show me. Let me experience your glory tonight. Let me be transformed tonight.
Amen.
Pray before we go to the communion table. Lord, 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 show me your glory.
Lord,
may I experience your glory.
Amen.
Oh, people pray. We as Lord. We behold, as we behold his glory, we are transformed. With unveiled face right now, the veil is removed. The veil covering the heart is removed. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord, the Bible says, shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea.
Yes.
Right now, receive that knowledge.
Amen.
The knowledge of the glory of the Lord by the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
I decree you are healed.
Amen.
I decree you are set free.
Amen.
I decree that growth disappears now
Amen.
And dies in Amen. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
I address that root, every root of infirmity be uprooted.
Amen.
You are loosed from every infirmity.
Amen.
You are healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By reason of this word you heard tonight, you are healed. You are set free.
Amen.
Somebody kind of bondage is set free, set
Amen.
Loose. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
You are set free because the Master, the Lord Jesus, has need for your life, has need for you. Don't ever forget this. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Father, we receive transformation. We see you high and lifted up.
Amen.
Thank you for your glory that fills our hearts, fills our bodies, and your glory, Lord, that you are showing us, that we can behold with unveiled faces tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go to the place of communion right now. Let's go to the place of communion. All you need is some form of flat bread, unleavened bread if you have. If you have anything flat, if you have like a cracker, biscuit or something, just something symbolic tonight. The power of God, the glory of God comes upon whatever emblem you have right now, representing the body of Jesus. The power and the fire of God come upon everything you have there, representing the blood of Jesus. The blood of sprinkling, the blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. Father, infuse these emblems right now as we lift them up to you with your power, with your fire. And Lord, as we eat in remembrance of you as you've commanded, and everything you have done, let our spirit, soul, and body be reminded that we're here,
amen,
that we are set free, that we are transformed from glory to glory tonight, amen, in the name of Jesus, even at this very hour. Father, thank you that your word is as potent as when it was preached. Whoever is watching this, when it has been when it's been rebroadcasted, the same power will come upon them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, thank you.
Thank you.
We receive your body, we receive your blood, and thank you. You are bruised for every iniquity we have committed. The chastisement of our peace has been put on your body, as we break right now. Let the power of sin be broken over our lives.
Amen.
And let forgiveness and healing come as we drink the blood of Jesus tonight. Mm. The blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. The blood of the new covenant. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Now we're going to take the body, the bread representing the body right now, as we go to the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. Please take the bread, symbolic of the body of Jesus, in your hand. As I read, we will just partake together. You are not just eating ordinary bread anymore. The power of God, the fire of God is upon this. For I have received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. Please take the bread in your hand. And the Bible says, and when he had given thanks, please give thanks tonight. Give thanks that every veil is removed from your life. Give thanks tonight that your sins are forgiven. And by reason of the forgiveness, every iniquity forgiven, and every disease healed. Heal all my disease. It is the Lord that heals. Give thanks tonight. I give thanks that, Lord, I am transformed from glory to glory as I behold with unveiled face. I can see you, Lord. I see you. I see your experience with my life, and I thank you in the name of Jesus. Bob said, broke it. Please break the bread. Every yoke upon your life is broken.
Amen.
Every burden lifted.
Amen.
By reason of the anointing of the Lord, which is upon this bread as you're about to eat now. He said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Please eat. Thank you, Lord. And in verse 25, please take the cup, take the blood. And in the same manner, he took the cup. And after supper, after supping, sipping it, the Bible said, he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Say, in the same manner as he did with the bread. We give thanks. Please give thanks for everything the blood of Jesus represents. It's the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. It's the blood that gives us boldness, boldness, access into the presence, the Holy of Holies, where the Shekinah glory of God, where the very essence, the weight of God is. The same blood gives us access into his glory, into his presence, and our joy shall be full tonight. So Father, I thank you. The blood of sprinkling is the same blood that speaks better things concerning us. Better things. Better things. The same blood. The blood of Jesus. The same blood that the Bible says we overcome the devil by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you. I am an overcomer. Thank you for cleansing me, purging my conscience. The Bible says the blood even purges our thoughts of every impurity. We take every thought into captivity, every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. By this blood, brings it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Every such high thing, every imagination, every thought is purged right now. Purged by the blood of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. I thank you. I could do this tonight in remembrance of you. Lord, for someone that does not know you, by reason of tonight, Lord, they will not just know you, they will see your glory. You will manifest your glory.
Amen.
The knowledge of the glory of the Lord that will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea will be revealed to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Jesus said, drink. He said, drink all of it. So let's drink. I receive cleansing, receive sanctification, everything, and forgiveness and healing. Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I hear this, that your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Arise, take up your bed, and walk. Arise, take up your bed and walk. That means something to someone. Every paralysis gone. Whatever has paralyzed you, the work of your hands, your walk with God, your relationship, everything is restored now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you. We pray for your son, Jamala, as he has ministered tonight, as you've poured into him and through him, as he has watered. Lord, that is your promise. He shall be watered also.
Amen.
His wife and children watered. His
Amen.
Entire household watered.
Amen.
Watered. And Amen. Lord, we experience the washing of the water by the word.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything you've released tonight, it shall be the first partaker.
Amen.
But the word is clear. The husbandman, the laborer, And he that waters shall be watered also. And he, the husbandman, is the first partaker of the fruit. So shall it be for your son in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Once again, we thank you for that which you've done across continents, across nations, in families, in homes right now. Amen. Through your word tonight, that will never return to your word. Amen. We give you all the glory for the testimonials. Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, sir.